All right, we want to praise the Lord again tonight. We want to thank Him for the good service this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And I like it on that fashion. Had a lot of liberty this morning. Not only preaching the Word of God, had a lot of liberty in the singing. It was good singing this morning. Good preaching. Just really a good presence of the Lord. I like, you know, a church service. Boy, I'm telling you, when you just try to stay out of the way, I'm just telling you, got out of the banks this morning. It was really good. I thank the Lord for that.
Yes.
And I noticed that little church revival up there in Asbury College. Boy, there's a lot of people speaking out about that. It ain't all good, but there's a lot of good spoke in there. And I put my 2 cents worth in there. And I'd like to see it continue. You know, a lot of people, they don't want revival.
No.
They just want to be left alone. And, you know, if God wasn't who He was, I guess He would leave us alone. But I'm glad the Lord, you know, He visits us, encourages us, and stirs us. And He makes us pretty much what we need to be. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be preaching about that a little bit tonight. But on this Sunday night, Landmark Baptist Church service, we want to try to sing a song tonight in the song book, page number 89 in the blues song book. It's a short song, and I'm kind of thankful it is. I can't sing a lick, and every now and then I make a mistake of trying. But we do have a song in our heart. We just can't figure out how to get it out. I believe one of these days we'll sing like a canary when we get to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But down here I'm like an old crow. But Psalm number 89 says, "Take my hand, precious Lord." And like I said, it's kind of a short song, but a good song. "When my way groweth near, precious Lord," I'm messing up here. "When my way groweth dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Well, I thought about that scripture there at the end of the Gospel of John, where Jesus told Peter when he was young, He said, "Peter, you did whatsoever thou willest. But He said, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou not able." I mean, I'm just not able to get myself to heaven.
Nope.
But one of these days there'll be a heavenly escort show up.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this verbatim here out of John chapter 21, verse 18. Jesus is speaking to Peter. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, you know, I went to get my wife something to eat after church this morning, and I saw a guy with a walker, and I saw him struggle to walk, you know, no more youth, no more strength, just struggling.
Yeah.
Lord said, when you was young, Peter, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. You know, we can do whatever we want when we're young.
Yeah.
And he said, but when thou shalt be old, I'm looking, old Brother Eddie this morning, I'm looking almost white haired, like gray hair on the old head. He said, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God.
Yeah.
And when he'd spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. And I tell you, boy, that's what we need to do. Just follow the Lord. Amen.
That's it.
He leads us in the paths of righteousness, his name's sake. Amen. All right, we'll take our text tonight out of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 18. And that's right after Isaiah. Jeremiah chapter number 18, and we're going to read 18 verses tonight. We will not spend as much time on the verses tonight as we did this morning, but we will touch on them tonight. The Word of God here says that the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, you notice it came to Jeremiah from the Lord. That's where I like to get it, amen?
Right.
I like it when God gives you a word, gives you a thought, something to ponder on. And it said the word of God which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. You know, this morning we had a good service this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And even though they tried to censor it, all we did was preach the word of God.
Yes.
We just delivered the message of God. But you know, you can hear the word of God in God's house. God told Jeremiah, go down there to that potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. He said, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Now God's showing Jeremiah something here.
Yeah.
Verse 5 says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. In what instant I shall speak concerning a nation. Now, this has got a twofold application. One of them's to the individual, and the other one's to the nation. And he said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it, if that nation... Word to God, I wish tonight I could have a microphone. I've noticed our leaders that we have today, I kind of wish they'd take the microphones away from them. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have never been given them. But I wish I had a microphone tonight so that this great country that God raised up could hear again the Word of God. The Lord here, He says, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, God says, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. God is a God of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We preached last Sunday on, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? He will do right.
Yes, he will.
But he's given here some advice. And he says, if that nation whom I pronounce judgment, he said, if they'll just turn from their evil, he said, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Verse 9, and in what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight. that it'll obey not my voice, then will I repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every man or every one from his evil way and make your ways and your doings good. You see, God's given them opportunity to do something about what they're doing before he brings judgment upon them. But I want you to notice verse 12. And they said, there's no hope. You know, I'm glad, praise God, God gives hope. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He gives us hope, not only in tomorrow, but even in today. They said, there's no hope, and that's a lie.
Yeah.
They said, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. You see, they declined God's offer.
That's right.
God said, if you'll just listen, if you'll turn, I'll spare. And they said, there's no hope. We'll walk after our own device. They said, we're not going to give up our life. We're not going to quit the things. You know, there is pleasure in sin, but it's for a season. And therefore, verse 13, therefore thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to vanity. They have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient past, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passes by thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. God says, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. See, Jeremiah, he's just the messenger boy.
Yeah.
He's delivered this message. They didn't like the message.
No.
They said, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite him with the tongue. Well, we got a lot of that going on today.
Oh, my goodness.
And let us not give heed to any of his words. I'll stop our reading right there. And we're preaching a positive message tonight. But our message tonight is called Made Over. We'll pray right now. Lord, we love you tonight. We're thankful, Lord, to be in the house of God tonight. Lord, let the world have the things of the world. We want to be like Joshua of old that said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. He said, as for me and my house, he said, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, I thank you, Father, for these that are here tonight. Father, I thank you for those that are listening, Lord, by way of the live stream, by way of the internet. I thank you, Father, that America still has a remnant that love you, that Lord, want to be a blessing, want to do that which is right in your sight. Lord, Abraham, he failed to go any lower than 10. But Lord, I believe there's more than 10 in America that love you. Lord, I wish to God that they would be more vocal, stand taller for the Word of God and for the work of God. But even so, Lord, I'm glad you told Elijah, you said, I got 7,000 that hadn't bowed the knee to Baal. Well, we know there's a remnant, even in this country, America, that love you, Lord. And they're the very reason you're sparing the judgment that this wicked country deserves even tonight to be delivered to it.
Yeah.
Lord, help tonight and bless tonight your work. Lord, bless your people. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I told you this message had a twofold application, and we're talking about made over. You can be made over. You can see that in verse number 4. The Lord here, He said that vessel of clay was marred. And you know what? He made it again, another vessel. And I think about marred. I think about my own life.
Yeah.
I think about how ungodly I was, how unwilling I was. And I'm telling you, buddy, it just seemed like I couldn't do anything about it. But I'm glad the one that could do something about it, I'm glad He never gave up. I'm glad He gave me space to repent. I'm glad He came to where I was. I'm glad that He didn't leave me as I was. I'm glad in Brother Eddie's case, He gave me an extreme makeover. Amen. I mean, I'm not the man I used to be.
Right.
But oh my, the work of the potter was with His hands. And we are His workmanship, the Bible says. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10, verse 15 says that we become a new man. Amen. Verse number, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Not only a new man, but a new man created in righteousness and in holiness. Therefore, we're supposed to put off that old man with his deeds, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Fill the communication out of your mouth and lie not one to another. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. We're supposed to put on instead that new man which is renewed in the knowledge of Him that created him. Amen. I'm glad that God can make us over. I saw some good ones too. I saw makeup melt. I saw big men broke and made better. I saw little children. I remember Sarah, she posted on the internet site, she posted on, I preached a message on the blessing of the marriage. And little Kaylee, she come up during that message and went to the altar. Her tear stains are still on that altar when I left that church up there after I'd been up there 5 years. But I knelt down there with little Kaylee and I said, "Is everything all right?" She said, looked up at me, tears running everywhere. She said, "Brother Eddie, I come to get saved." I said, "Well, that's good." I said, "You pray right here." And I prayed with her. And little Kaylee, she got saved right there in that meeting. Nice. I'd like to see her today. I'd like to see the difference that God's made in her. Here she was, just little, about a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And she come up here, and you know, she's praying on that altar and crying on that altar. And I really didn't know what the matter was about. I knelt down, I thought maybe she had a family member that was in ill health, or maybe she had something else to pray about. But she said, "Brother Eddie, I just come to get saved." I'm glad that God allows us to come and get saved. The old song says, though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. Amen. Oh, the world, they don't understand it. They're critical. They criticize. They're sarcastic. They mock. They make light. They do all of that. But I'll tell you what, God still loves them. God's hand is still outstretched to them. God still wants them to get saved and giving them space to get saved and opportunity to get saved. And if they will come to Him, just like little Kylie or little Kaylee, I'm telling you, they can find a place of repentance. And I'm glad God done that for me. And if you're good and saved, you'll be glad God done that for you.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
Just like that potter working that vessel.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working out, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
It had a flaw in it.
Yes.
The Bible says man in his best state, Chase, is altogether vanity. Man needs the help of God.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter how good he is, no matter how hard he tries, in his best state, it's vanity. He needs that touch of that nail-scarred hand. He needs the Lord to help him to be what he needs to be. We've got a void, an emptiness. I didn't know what was the problem.
No.
But Ed, I tried drinking.
Yeah,
and I tried buying this, buying that.
Right.
I tasted this, drunk this, done this.
Yeah.
And it had emptiness. You know, I'd get something, I thought, this will do it. It will for just a little while.
Right.
It was so short-lived.
Yeah.
But oh my, when the Lord took his rightful place upon the throne of my heart, boy, that void, that void was satisfied. I was made whole. I'm not seeking no more. I've already found that which is missing. And every individual, just like I'm talking about tonight, without the Lord, they'll never be satisfied. Without the Lord, they're going to constantly criticize and condemn and cause all kind of problems. But listen, that old man, praise God, he's been crucified. That new man, he's in newness of Christ walking about. It's all right, baby. He's all right. That new man walks in the newness of salvation, walks in the likeness of Jesus Christ. The Bible said he's a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now I love to see God working on a new child of God.
Yes, amen.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, being confident of this, he has begun a good work on us. When we get saved, he continues that work on us until the day of Jesus Christ. Boy, he worked on me. I remember out at the workplace, I just got saved. And you know, I'm still a little bit in the rough, even though I'm saved. Even though I'm trying to do right, I was making all kind of mistakes. And Brother Ed, one day I had all my men out around me, and I'm working on this old junkie press called 516. Those of you listening to me out there that have ever printed for a living, worked maybe at Donnelly's like I did for 32 years, I was on a press that should have been thrown in the trash pile. It was a piece of junk. But I'm working on this press, and it ain't cooperating. And I'm getting frustrated, and I hit that thing with a hammer, and I took God's name in vain. Now listen, I used to take God's name in vain all the time, but it was different this time.
Right.
I'm talking about this time, buddy. When I took God's name in vain, my heart smote me. I dropped that hammer. All these men standing around, these men, you know, big men, and I fell down in front of those big men. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Lord, I said, please forgive me and help me never do that again.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for these men to laugh me to scorn. But those men, I'm telling you, they saw something real right there.
Yeah.
It affected them. Every one of those men ended up getting saved. All of them but one. I'm still praying for him.
Yeah.
He was raised to be an atheist by his father. And I tell you what, he come to me and he said, Eddie, I'd like to get saved. He said, Eddie, I want to get saved. He said, I just can't. I've been raised wrong. I said, well, the Lord allow you to be born again. And he still wants to be saved. I still pray for him. Still call his name out to God.
Yeah.
But you know what? We make mistakes after we get saved.
Oh, sure.
I've had people come to me and they say, you know what? I done this. I said, well, are you sorry you done it? He said, yeah, I am. I wasn't sorry for it. I got saved. I'm sorry, but I wasn't sorry for what I was doing.
Right.
Now when I make a mistake, I'm sorry that I make a mistake. And I went to people. I remember I got saved, sir. And boy, just tell you how rough I was. I gave him a cussing over at Listenberry Building Supply over a chainsaw.
Yeah.
They mismarked it, Brother Ed. They had it, instead of marked $150, they had it marked for $50, and I picked it up and wanted to buy it. She said, hey, I can't sell it to you for that. Somebody's wrote it on there wrong.
Yeah.
And I got loud and got to cussing, and they called over the intercom and said, sell it to him. I mean, they just wanted me out of there.
Yeah.
But after I got saved, I went over there to that Listenberry Building Supply where I gave that woman that cussing, and I went in there, and I said, ma'am, I'm so sorry for the way I acted in here that day. I just said, I want you to know I've got saved and I'm sorry. Boy, she hugged me up. She said, and I asked her to forgive me. She said, son, you're forgiven today is here.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you come back, told me you got saved. I've been praying for you. You know, I've done a lot of wrong. Over at Park Avenue Furniture, there was a place over there. They rented videos, and I'd stop by and I'd rent some videos where we lived out there at 9000 Ebony Road. And And I was pretty mean before I got saved. And that man was a preacher. He let me know he's a preacher. At that time, I didn't have no respect for preachers like I do now. I pray for them now.
Right.
And I told that preacher, I said, well, I'm going to go home, get good and drunk, and watch these videos. I just wanted to watch him tear up. He'd just cry. And he cared about me.
Yeah.
And he forbore me and no doubt prayed for me. But I went over there, sir, and I told him, I said, I just want you to know, buddy, I'm sorry the way I acted in here. I got saved. And boy, he pulled over it. Kind of there and gave me a hug. He said, I've been praying for you, boy.
Yeah.
But you know, you can start doing right if you get saved. Your wife will have a better husband. Your husband will have a better wife.
Yeah.
Your children will be better children with the presence of the Lord in your home. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And I tell you, those nail-scarred hands, they started molding me and they started making me what I needed to be. Amen.
Yeah.
For 35 years, he's been molding this old boy.
Yeah.
Making this clay vessel what he wants it to be. I had a dream Friday night, and I woke up Saturday morning, and I have to admit the dream was a pretty powerful dream. It seemed like it really had meaning. I don't know. I mean, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly, we see in part, know in part. I don't have a clue other than I know I received this dream.
Yeah.
And I believe it's got significance. I don't know. But in this dream, I found 3 gold rings. The first one I found just blew me away. It was a big knuckle buster ring. And it was gold and it had a gold $1 coin in it. And I looked at it. Boy, I mean, it's just my size too. Pretty good size ring. And I was pretty happy I found that gold ring. And then it wasn't too long, I got to looking around, I found 2 more, but they were kind of smaller. But I woke up that next morning and I remembered that dream. That's another thing about dreams. Sometimes I wake up and I can't remember what I dreamed, but I was able to remember this dream. And like I said, I had it Friday night and I woke up Saturday morning and I thought, and I don't know, but I thought maybe it might have significance, like 3 days something's going to happen. I don't know. As poor as old Brother Eddie is, I'll tell you right now, I'd like to find 3 gold rings. I'll tell you it right now. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. And Peter, James, and John said, silver and gold have we none.
Yeah.
But such as we have, we give in the name of Jesus. But you know, I'm right where the Lord wants me to be, but this dream, I felt like maybe 3 days something was going to happen. Well, Saturday's already been here. That's 1 day. This is Sunday. That's 2 day. And tomorrow, my birthday, which is President's Day, and I'm not a president. And I'm glad I ain't. It'd be a demotion. I'm glad to be a pastor. I'm glad to be a preacher. Amen. The high calling of God. I thank God, like Paul, for counting me faithful, put me in the ministry.
Yeah.
But tomorrow will be that 3rd day. I was telling Brother Ed on the way over here that I thought maybe that dream might be that God's going to take my wife home. I don't know. Maybe He's going to take me home. I don't know. Maybe He's going to take us all home. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do believe that dream had significance. I do believe that, you know, that the fact that I dreamed it and that I was able to remember it after I woke up, I believe that dream was from the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. And if the Lord does get us all out of here tomorrow, won't that be great?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, buddy, I'd just soon leave as to stay.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've got a home in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm glad there is a place called heaven. Paul said, if we have hope in Christ in this life only, he said, we be of all men most miserable. I've had some miserable days, but I ain't had one since I got saved. I'm telling you, He makes the bad times good. I'm telling you, I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since He gave me this heart of love. On and on I go rejoicing. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to be saved and to know the Lord personally.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I talked with a man yesterday. They didn't know if he's saved or not. The Bible says, examine yourselves. Know yourselves whether you're saved or not. Prove yourselves. He said, you be reprobated. And I pleaded with that man and presented to him all the truths that I could share with him. And he talked like he might come to church, and I hope he does. But I told him, I said, I'd be afraid to go to sleep tonight if I wasn't saved and ready to meet the Lord. I told him, he's 80 years old. I said, tomorrow may not be on your calendar. Yesterday's gone. All you got's today. But this potter here, type of the Lord, he's remolding this vessel. And he's making it to a vessel that seems good to the potter to make it. You know where I do. I want to be a blessing.
Yeah.
I was a burden to the heart of God. And he put up with me and gave me opportunity to repent. He gave me opportunity to be saved. And I want to be a blessing now. I want to do that which is right in His sight now. I want to walk before Him in the beauty of holiness now. I want Him to do with old Brother Eddie like He did with old Job. Says, look down there, have you considered my servant Job?
Yeah.
One that fears God and eschews evil. I mean, Job was exceptional for his day. Mm. I mean, he stood out. Even the devil wanted to get his hands on him. He said, let me have him. And you know, he may get his hands on me. I don't know. But I want to be a blessing, sir.
Yeah.
The Lord deserves the reward of his suffering.
Yes, he does.
Boy, he suffered so.
Yes, he
gave his life a ransom for us just so we could go free. I'm telling you, his suffering merits my soul's best songs. I can't sing, but if I could, I want my songs to be about Him. I want my songs to bless Him. I want my songs to give glory and honor to Him. Amen. Oh my. I told you this message got a twofold. I can answer to God for Eddie because I'm Eddie.
Yeah.
And I will give an account of my life one day to God.
Yes, that's right.
Like I said this morning, the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 8, I think it's verse 36, the Lord said, if you be ashamed of me, He said, I'll be ashamed of you. I don't want Him to be ashamed of me.
No.
I don't want to be ashamed of Him.
No.
I remember one time I was in the restroom at work. And I was washing my hands in there, sir. And my foreman come in there in the restroom while I was washing my hands, Chase. You know what he said? He said, what do you know? And I said, I know I'm saved. He said, you can't know you're saved. I said, well, I don't know about you, but I know about me.
That's
I know
right.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
And, you know, where he went to church at, they had that I hope I am. And
yeah.
Trying to endure to him all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not enduring. I'm enjoying being saved. Amen. But, you know, he asked me that without me knowing that he was going to ask me that. It didn't take me 2 seconds to answer him. What do you know? No, I'm saved. You can't know you're saved. I said, I know I'm saved.
Yeah, right.
I said, I don't know about you, but I know I'm saved.
Yeah.
And people out there at work, they're just getting kind of watching themselves around me. Because
yeah.
They'd ask me something, I'd answer them something that gave glory and honor to God. And they didn't really want to hear that. Kind of like our service this morning. They censured us this morning because
yeah,
they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want that up there on the air. They wanted to cut it off. You know, the world, when Jesus came down, there wasn't no room for Him in the end. He was born in a manger, amen. And I told you this is a twofold message. Not only does God make the clay over individually, but the nations also are clay in His hands.
Yeah.
And nations can be made over. You know, one of the problems of our day, Amos chapter 8 verse 11 said that the days come when there'll be a famine not of milk and bread but of hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, right now there's a famine. They don't mind promoting woke, but they don't want to promote the word of God.
No.
They don't mind promoting, you know, Black Lives Matter, but they don't want to promote that God matters. I'm just telling you, there's a contrast today between God and you know, humanity and the world. They just want to be left alone. They don't need to be left alone, but they want to be left alone. I'm glad God's Spirit showed with me. I'm glad God dealt with me and convinced me that I need to get saved before it's everlasting too late. Amen.
Amen.
Nations. The Bible said about nations. Proverbs 14:34. It says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Yeah.
Any people, that's Americans. Any people, that's Russians. Any people, that's Chinese, Japanese, Koreans. Any people. Sin is a reproach.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God said He weighed the nations and they wasn't but a drop in the bucket. And He has looked down to see if any men down here have any regard for Him or for His Word. You know, America, they've worked so hard to try to stamp out any Word of God.
Yeah.
Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, "All the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell." It makes a reference to wickedness. And America has become wicked. In Psalm chapter 7, verse 11, the Word of God says God is angry with the wicked every day. And we have become wicked in America. And we have become right for judgment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
In verse number 6, God here, He says, "Cannot do with you, can I not do with you as with this potter, saith the Lord." And He's talking to the nation of Israel. And He says in verse 7 and 8, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation." You know, God spoke to America when those two twin tires fell.
Yeah,
I want you to know, for just a little while, boy, America trembled at the thought of having to meet the Lord. The Bible says, "Prepare to meet the Lord, O Israel." They trembled at just the thought of having to answer to God. And He said, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil." Boy, I wish America would. I'm so glad to hear about that little bit of revival up there in that Asbury College. You know, a little revival is better than no revival.
Yeah.
And the world don't know what to do about it. I noticed there on Fox News, I put a scripture or two on there, "Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you."
Yes.
And you know, I just tell you, God has His hand outstretched. God has looked in mercy upon this great nation, America.
Right.
And He says, if you'll just do what's right. And I'm telling you, God offers America hope, and thank God for that hope. But 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it tells us how to recover ourselves from the clutches of sin. Amen.
Yeah.
It says, "If my people," notice who God's talking to, "which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." I told you, America's become wicked.
Yes.
Until America turns from its wicked ways, I'm telling you, God is going to deal with America according to its wickedness.
Yeah.
Now watch the news. It don't take me, Brother Ed, 5 minutes and I can see judgment in the streets of America. I can see the price being paid over the drugs, the fentanyl, the COVID. Some of the leadership of this country could very well be part of the judgment of God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God could have put these men and these women in these places just so this nation couldn't survive and couldn't go on. And I'm telling you, to bring this nation down, God could do that.
Yes, He could.
Oh my. He said, "If they'll turn from their wicked ways and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God tells us as a nation how to recover ourselves from the clutches of sin. I mentioned this morning, but they just discovered the world's oldest Bible. It's written in Hebrew. It's written on animal skins. And it's a big Bible. I mean, it wouldn't even fit on this pulpit. It's huge. It takes two people even to hold it. But it was lost, and it was discovered again in 1929. And now, for some reason or another, it's going to go up for auction in New York. It's a, like I said, it's a Hebrew Bible. And they're estimating that it'll bring $50 million or more. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "The word was precious in those days, And it's still precious even today.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Isaiah 34:16, it says, "Seek ye," talking about all of you, "seek ye of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail." If you don't want to fail, stay in the Word of God. I'm telling you, a promise from God is if you'll seek and if you'll read the Word of God, you'll have success. You won't fail. God said in Proverbs chapter 4, "My son, attend unto my words. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to all those that find them, and health to their flesh." It's a healthy thing to read your Bible. I'll tell you that right now. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee." In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that acceptable, perfect will of God." I'm telling you, we've got much to do with this Bible. God gave this Bible to us. This Bible tells us how we're supposed to live, what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be doers, not hearers only, right, what thus saith the Word, right, of God. But I'll tell you tonight, we can be made over. I'll tell you tonight, our country can be made over. Mm-hmm. We can get this LGBTQ stuff out of the classrooms of America.
Yeah.
Sure can. We can get this woke out of our classrooms. We can get this race critical, race theory out of our classrooms. But the first thing we need to do is we need to get right with God. Until we get right with God, I do believe these are judgments from God. I believe our children's paying the price for our wickedness. I really do. Like I said, we need a makeup. There's people's paid money to get a makeover. They've had plastic surgery. They've had their hair done, their nails done, just to get that look, that look that they want to be like.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I want to look like him.
Yeah.
I want to be conformed to his image.
Right.
I want to be more Christ-like. I want old Eddie Wade to decrease. I want Jesus Christ to increase. I want people to take note. I've been with Jesus. I want them to draw the right conclusion. I don't want them to make a mistake and think. I remember at work one time, Brother Ed, and like I said, I was high on Jesus, and a man come to me and said, "Where can I get some of what you got?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You're high on, I don't know what." I said, "Yeah, but I'm high on Jesus, not on what you're thinking." And I'll tell you what, boy, he would put a skip in your walk. He would put a song in your mouth. And they noticed that. They thought I was taking drugs.
Yeah.
I told them out there I couldn't pass the drug test. And I remember the nurse out there at work out there, she said, "You're kidding. You can't pass the drug test." I said, "No." I said, "I'm high on Jesus. I won't be able to pass."
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you can have all of Jesus you want. All you got to do is let some things go, just so you can handle more. You can have all you want. I'm telling you, buddy, we can have all the Lord we want.
Yeah.
We can have that makeover. We can have that look that ought to be on everybody in America.
Yeah.
We ought to have that godliness upon us. We ought to have that kind of glory. We ought to have that walk that makes a difference. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucy. Amen. Little children, such a blessing.
Yes.
And God gives them to us just so we can understand that children are a heritage of the Lord. Blessed is that man has his quiver full of them. I want you to know God loves little children. God made heaven for little children.
Yes,
he said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." There'll be a lot of children in heaven.
Yes,
amen.
They will be.
And I hope their parents get right with God and join them. Amen. Father, we thank you for the thought of tonight. Thank you for this message. Thank you, Lord, dear God, for meeting with us like you do and blessing like you do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. We got a piano player in the making over here, little Lucy. And I thank God for our children here. I say our. They're